So hello and welcome to my podcast, Learn Reiki and Connect. And it's with me, Tracy Matthews. So a really warm welcome to everybody. How are you all doing? How are you feeling? So this space is really about helping each other out to connect with that light that's within us, the higher self. And of course, each week we are talking about various topics, areas in our life that can cause us to become stuck, or we don't really know what's going on, or how do we really get these answers? And this week's about getting answers from your higher self. Now, it's a part one because there are three areas that have really helped me in my personal life, and I share that with others and help them too. Because I've noticed that this part of us, this higher self, it communicates with us. And it does so in some really different ways that if I hadn't had the experience, I wouldn't have quite realised it or perhaps even believed it. Because sometimes we don't really sort of know something until we've had our own experience around it. But this part of us that's connected to light gets our attention. And if we listen to it, do you know what? It helps us out. And that's what this space, this podcast is all about. We're kind of helping each other to tune in and listen to that inner voice. I call it living from the inside out. Listening and, you know, developing that frequency and understanding it, recognizing it, so that when we do hit a difficult part in our life, or maybe we're stuck, we don't feel so happy, our mental health has gone downhill, our physical health, relationship, you know, all these kind of things, not manifesting, all of it, because I'm sure you've experienced that too, because I know I have. But you see, what I've found is if we tune into this part, we can really get answers, wisdom and knowledge. And you know, listening and trusting this part has helped me to realize that everything's within and it's always going to be, well, how do we access that information? And that's why I want to jump straight in with this week's podcast, because we're talking about getting answers from your higher self. Now, it's part one because we're going to be talking all about accessing answers from using the pendulum. Or another word for pendulum is dowsing. Now, how do you feel about that? What's really running through you now when you've just got a sense? Oh, okay, we're using dowsing. Maybe you're familiar with that and you're comfortable. Have you used it before? Have you actually got answers from it? So we're going to be looking at how does the pendulum work? You know, how can you be sure you're receiving answers from your higher self? And what kind of answers can you receive when you're using the pendulum? So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me. Hit the subscribe button and join me every week so that we can do this together. Okay, so I really want to sort of go back and look at the first part of that point or that question. How does it work? So before I get into that, I just want to share my experience. Now, I remember the first time I clapped eyes on the pendulum and I was at my Reiki course and my heart skipped a beat because I was apprehensive to say the least. And why was that? Because my beliefs were all associated with I guess at that time, religious dogma. So I had been told that it was the occult. It's all to do with devil, demons. So I never questioned it. I didn't really question much back until I sort of got onto my path. And so when I was sort of shown the pendulum, I just was not really feeling it to begin with. I was actually, if I'm going to be honest, a little bit scared of it because of what I was told it was associated with. But you know what? I realised that where I was on that part of my journey was connecting into source. I felt that white light, that source energy, that in that frequency, when we meditate, I knew that that was safe. I knew that that part, although I didn't have a full sort of realisation, quite sort of that that was actually in me at that time, because when we start on our path, you know, we're sort of, the light's getting brighter and brighter in our consciousness and awareness. But I knew it was safe. And the more I kind of looked at it, and I remember I purchased it, and I remember looking at it, it was a clear quartz, quite a large pendulum, and something shifted in me. And when I look back now, in terms at the time, there was perhaps no words for it, but I guess it was all about how I used it. And because I love source, I love the light, the God source, the God spark, whatever we kind of label it, because I feel that that's very subjective. That's really sort of a personal thing when we begin to recognize that light. I actually sort of had that shift in terms of the pendulum. So now I actually respect that as a tool. I love it because, my goodness, I have received so much information. In fact, just before I just started to record and I was looking at the pendulum, I actually did a little bit of dowsing myself because I've got some questions that I needed to find out from my higher self. And you know what? It's never failed. It always helps me out. So it's really about a way of accessing your truth from your higher self. So that kind of leads us on really back to where we were. How does it all work? Well, the best way to describe it is really all about frequency. So when you hold a pendulum, you notice that most pendulums have at the tip like a little ball, and it's attached to a chain, and then the gravity of just that pendulum at the way it's shaped. It's really a way your subconscious mind generates small nerve reactions. And that's picked up in your finger. It's picked up, and that frequency which makes the pendulum move. So this is a subtle movement. But really what I want to sort of really focus in is that that movement is coming from you. So another way of putting it is like a transfer of energy. Now, hypnotherapists back in the day used the pendulum as a tool, as a way to focus that busy conscious mind. And that was really to bypass it. And if you like, for the session for hypnotherapists, well, what we're looking for, we want really answers not to come from the conscious mind thoughts, but really from the subconscious, because that's the deeper part of the mind. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute or so, but really just to focus on that and to add that, that when you pick up or you hold a pendulum, all those movements are coming from you. So that's pretty cool. Now, I don't know if you've had a go at a pendulum or held one or seen them, but I always find it really heartwarming, because as a in-person Reiki courses, I normally give like a free little gift, and I always give them a pendulum, and people's faces light up, and you know, the ones that haven't used it, there's an instant sort of like, you know, just a little bit of, I call it like a recognition, because in the context of what we're talking about, that source, that light. And I know it did it for me. It was really a safe setting to really explore these kind of things. So that kind of brings us to the next part of that question. Well, how can we be sure then, when we're using something like this as a tool, that it's coming from the higher self? It's coming from that part. So in order to get answers from the subconscious, I think it's important to have clear intentions. Because if you don't have the clear intentions, then how do we know that the information's coming from there? So I would call it clear intentions of for where the information's coming from, and to be in a frequency conducive to receiving the information. So there's a lot to unpack in those two statements I've just made, and we're going to look at that. But I think they're the key, intention and frequency. So let's look at the intention. So I think anything like a tool like this, or anything that you're starting, I've kind of got that from really, I guess, my journey with using the power of the intention with Yasui, because he knew how to meditate. He was a monk. He knew the power of meditation. But what he left behind was something really powerful to add weight to that, is to use our intention not only to meditate and to get into this frequency, but to connect to divine source energy. So that's why I'm kind of really hot on intentions. Unless I've got an intention which is to the highest good, for me, it's kind of weak. So I would recommend that every time you use a pendulum, if you, this resonates with you, that you state your intention. Now, to help you out, I'll put a link to the guidebook that I collated together, How to Speak with Your Higher Self Using the Pendulum. You'll find there a template that I use personally. I mean, I use this stuff because if it doesn't work for me, then I've got no way to really talk about this. And I've also shared it with others, and others have told me how powerful this really is. So you can find that under the website learnreikiconnect.co.uk, and it's under free resources. So just pop your email address in and that directly goes straight to you free. Because this is really, I think, an incredible way and a very powerful way of just opening, if you like, that channel that's already there, but we're kind of doing it in a very intentional, conscious, and I would add the word safe way of doing that. Because if we set the intention of where our information is coming from, then we know that through the power of thought and intention, that it isn't coming from anywhere else. The other thing I talk about, and what we've just mentioned there, and I've mentioned also in that guidebook, is to be centered. To be, if you like, in a meditative state, or connected in with source energy, for those that are doing the Reiki courses and the Yasui method. Now, I've had clients that have tried to use and to douse and do the pendulum for answers, that have been stressed out, kind of a bit emotional, hurt or upset. And I would really advise you, don't do it when you're in that kind of frequency, or when you're upset. That's not the best way. And trust me, I've done it. I would suggest that anything like this, you'd plan a session. Think about the questions that you want answers to. And, you know, we've all done it. You know, is my name Tracy? You know, we sort of just launch straight in, even without taking a minute, like we've said, to set the intention. Where is it coming from? And then we've launched in, does he love me? And, you know, we kind of use it for all these kind of questions. And, you know, I'm not saying not to ask personal questions, because they do have their place. But I would really recommend that you be centered. Now, what centered looks like is that you're not highly emotional or hurt, or just on a back end of an argument. And then you go, well, is he really for me? And we sort of like launch into those kind of questions. But rather, what I would advise anyone to do is to wait for that emotion to pass, that you're feeling a little bit more sort of on the other side of it, and then have clear thoughts as to, well, what do I really want to find out about whatever the scenario is, and then be in a meditative state. Now, for some, that's do breath work, or they just sit there. When I say breath work, I don't mean that's going to be you sit there for about an hour to launch into anything like this. It really is just to bring the present mind still, you know, whichever way that feels right for you, to connect in with Source. It might be after you've done some meditation, it might be after you've done your mantras, your chanting, whichever way feels right for you. But you're in a calm state, that you're in a sort of relaxed state, because that really is, if we're looking for alpha and theta, that's the most conducive way. So then, of course, it's then planning and looking at some questions. And I always think if we sort of have some questions in mind, then that's the best way to move forward. Now, the other bit I think is really important to talk about with this, it's really about being aware of how the conscious answers are received versus subconscious. Well, what does it look like? Well, what I have found, and others have told me, is that conscious mind really kind of interrupts the flow. Now, if you've tried to meditate and you've been having the mind monkeys, that's conscious mind. Conscious mind will bring any and every single non-urgent, it's got nothing to do with it. It could be an itch on your leg. It could be the fact that you're uncomfortable, or your belly's rumbling, or what's for dinner tonight. There's a spot on that wall there. You know, it's all those random things that just come into your mind. That's how conscious mind is. And then it's quite sort of interesting as well with working with the conscious mind in my work and with hypnotherapy as well, and how it can come in and all of a sudden just want an explanation of what's shown up. Well, why is it there? It might want to know how. Then it sort of switches on that analytical part of the brain. You've probably experienced that. You probably know exactly what that's like. I know for me what that looks like, you know, what's for dinner tonight and all that kind of stuff. And then we look at then, well, how does subconscious mind look like? How does that work? Well, subconscious mind is like a flow. There's not much effort to it. It's just kind of there. It's more calm. You're not searching for answers. You're not looking for something. It just pops into the mind. And it might be something in your mind's eye. You see a colour. You don't then examine, well, what does that colour mean? There's like an inner knowing of what that is. It's like we look, you know, like when we're in a daydream. It's just there, isn't it? You're just present. And it's just a flow. And it's just rolling through. So what does answers look like from the subconscious when you're using dowsing or when you're using the pendulum? You ain't going to be searching for the answer. You're going to ask a question, and what follows next is just like a water flowing, trickling down. Conscious mind stops that flow. It goes, ooh, why? How? It's that kind of energy. And it's really fascinating that once you're doing that, I just acknowledge mine and just let it go. Because that's what I've just learned to do now. As, oh, there's conscious mind, but that's okay. Just go to sleep, relax. So you might find a way in which you'll be able to sort of work with, or you might be sort of like nodding now of how you kind of know how your conscious mind is. I mean, I don't know if any of you out there, but I've also got this thing where my conscious mind and, I mean, it will take me on a trip and then I will go and flow into other stuff and I'm all over the place. And then sometimes I've got to bring myself back again. My subconscious, my higher self is just so kind. It understands what I'm like. That part of us knows what we're like. And that's one of the reasons why putting the guidebook together, my subconscious came through and helped me not only some of the, if you like, some of the habits that I was doing around my dowsing and with the pendulum work, but in other ways that can help others when they're starting out. So one of the things that came across was really not to speak out aloud, because I was doing a lot of my dowsing out aloud, because when I do the protocol of doing information with the Akashic records, that's a different sort of setting. But it's so I sort of brought that into that, and my higher self was just saying, just reduce. In fact, don't use the speaking voice aloud. Try internal. So I thought, okay. And then I started to do more internal dowsing or using the pendulum. And I found it really, really good in terms of not letting the conscious mind sort of come in. Because what conscious mind does is, well, what it does for me is nod and go, yeah, that's true. And then I would inadvertently stop the flow of the subconscious. So for me, I had to put a little bit of discipline in, plan a session, rather than sort of ask on the fly. And we know what it's like when we do that. We get the pendulum, it's kind of fascinating. We're beginning to see that it moves and it's telling us, or from ourselves, it's indicating the truth. And I guess like what some of us do and what I did is, well, I just pick it up and then set the intention quickly or loosely, but just sort of like fly straight into it, because I'd always thought, well, it's coming from my higher self. But that's where that part of me started to really sort of strengthen some things, put a little bit of nuts and bolts in place and make it sort of really a secure session, a session where it's very planned, that it's not on the fly. There's a level of discipline there, and then we just take out. So what that looks like is kind of a non-verbal way of tuning in. I've just been silent and receiving that wisdom and that knowledge. And I'm going to be honest, that's what my higher self helped me to do when I was collating and putting the guidebook together. A lot of it was stuff that I was kind of doing myself. So, and I hope that, you know, if you do have a look at that and you do download it, that that will help you as well. Because by taking, if you like, the voice and the non-verbal out of it, it really kind of helps us to tune in to that frequency of the inner voice, the higher self. And it kind of really secures that way of helping us to receive the wisdom and that knowledge that we really want when we are using something like the pendulum. So you might want to try that and see how that is for you. So if you're seasoned and you've been using the pendulum, I mean, there are so many things that I haven't even scratched. I haven't even gone there myself. And you might be listening to this and you know that some of the most incredible ways of using the pendulum. But in the context of really what we're talking about, it's all about receiving answers from your higher self. So if you are looking at dowsing, or if you know about dowsing, or maybe you're new to it, we all realize there is an art to it. And that art, when you're using the pendulum, is how to ask questions. Now, questions are really important, and I found that out because when I first started to access my Akashic Records, and I used the Linda Howe access and just saying that prayer, intention, and it was really incredible because there was lots of colours that came through. And those of you that have been listening to the podcast, that wasn't necessarily my first way that I received intuition. I felt stuff. So this was quite interesting because then it added in the visual, the colours. And then came a visual, faces, and I knew those faces were of me, but in another life. And then it's really beautiful because we were talking about that subconscious. That's how you then begin to really sort of get that information. But I got to a point where I kind of drew a blank a little bit because I didn't know how to ask or what even to ask. So in other words, what was happening, there was a flow, there was a level of information, if you like, that was coming through. And I just knew that was from that part because it was very accurate. It was telling me, showing me certain information. But like I said, I got to that part where I knew there was a way, I didn't know how, but I could sort of get more information. And up to that point, I was using the pendulum on and off. But I guess for me, using the pendulum in a professional training, when I did the Akashic Records, wow, I mean, that opened a lid. It was fantastic. I didn't even realise that you could put questions in such a way that you would get so much information. So it's really an amazing way. It's a fantastic tool. And that's what this is. It's not the pendulum that's given us this information. The pendulum, like we said, is working on a frequency. It's actually picking up this energy from these unspoken nerve endings, which are translated from that part of our mind. Not the conscious. It's really from that unconscious or that subconscious, where we can really then start getting, once we get to grips with how to answer or ask rather the questions, that, wow, the indication, what comes after, is really beautiful. You know, it's beautiful because you know what the information, it has a ring, it has a ping, it has a vibration of truth. So has that ever happened to you? Especially if you've been doing dowsing or using the pendulum, maybe this is just sort of getting you excited or whetting your appetite to really have a look and sort of see how this works. Because when you get your truth, that's amazing. So it really is a symbol of outside of you. That's what how I teach and I speak to my clients when we get to this little bit of the pendulum. It really is a way for you to see that answer in a sort of more visual, outside of you kind of way. The pendulum will only let you know answers or information that you already know. Now, this is really an interesting one. There'll never be an information that will go, really? No. Because that's never been my experience. Sometimes the truth is, oh, no. In other words, it's something that you know. And then your higher self is indicating. It's never been like, no, that's not true. Because it doesn't work like that. It really is coming from the place of your truth. It's coming from you. It's coming from the frequency and the vibration of that part of the mind that knows all this. It's very intuitive, We feel it, we know it, we see it, we hear it. It's that kind of energy. And when we get the answer, it feels right. So it's not coming from anybody else. This is really an incredible way in which we can really bring this stuff, this knowledge, this whatever it is that this higher self wants to know. And I have to admit, this is what got me. This is something on my path. When I did my Reiki course back in 2010, I didn't anticipate any of that. That there will be, if you like, an opening of a universe inside. Because we're taught that God is outside of us, and so we sort of, the universe and the love, and but when I started to realize there was a communication, there was that beautiful, if you like, frequency of an inner voice, well, that was incredible. It really was, and it still gets me today. It's still a very beautiful, wonderful part of us that's really got our back. It really loves us. And it really tries to get, like I said, our attention. It wants to give us knowledge. It wants to tell us certain things. It tries to communicate with us. And that's why I really felt it was important to sort of talk about the pendulum. Because there might be some of you that feel that the pendulum, not too sure. And I know that because I felt that myself. It wasn't until I thought to myself, okay, well, that's what I was told about it. Let me see for myself. And that's where things really started to shift. And it might mean that this is something that's that you can resonate with. So really, what kind of questions can you ask about? Well, there are so many questions, but just to narrow it down, we can look and really find out about our chakras. Now, I know there's a lot that know intuitively about their chakras. And how incredible that is when you then use the pendulum and ask your higher self, are any of my chakras blocked? And when your pendulum indicates the answer from you, yes, well, that in itself is reassuring. At what how many chakras are blocked? One, two, and this is how then you move through and find out, well, how many chakras are blocked? And it's really incredible. And that's one of the areas that on the guidebook that I've made sure I've put that in, at what chakra, so that you can understand how that resonates and how that is really showing up in your physical life. Now, last week, if you haven't already, I talked about the chakras, everything you should know about chakras, because they are the most biggest show and tell we've got. They indicate to us a lot of information, and that's why your higher self can narrow that down. In fact, we can ask questions when we feel stuck or we've hit a roadblock. Now, how many of us get stuck in life? We don't know why we feel low. Something's gone a bit skew-whiff. We don't understand why. All we know is that we don't feel so great. Something's bugging us. We feel overwhelmed. And then we get what I call in the fog. We get into a fog of mental health, or fog of like physical symptoms. My stomach doesn't feel right. Oh, my head hurt. And we don't know why we feel that. Or we just feel wrong, stuck. Something's not right. Well, this is what I use. I use the pendulum to access and to get answers from my higher self. I call it mapping back. Because normally when we're feeling a certain way, we're in the midst of it. But what the higher self does is it maps back. Now, I've put together some questions to find out if you're stuck, at what chakra area is the stuckness in? Because that's going to really help you. If it's in the stomach, We know it's to do with motivation, stuckness, your gut. It's what's going on for you. It's normally about the direction, what you're in, whether you're feeling happy in there or not. Or it could be the chakra, your third eye. Third eye means you're stuck. You'll be second guessing yourself. You're going to feel a bit lost. You're not sure where to go, but you know you need to do something, but you don't know what it is. That's why chakras are so incredibly important. And if you haven't looked or listened rather to that podcast, that's the one before this one. So have a listen to that, because that's going to really help you out. So we've got the chakras, so we can find out the chakra areas. Then, well, what life area? And you know what? I list them. There's loads of areas in life. And if you go on and download that guidebook, you'll see I've listed so many of them, the ones that I know about. For example, it could be our health. It could be in the area of our physical surroundings. It could be our career and so on. I'll let you have a look at that, because what those kind of questions will do is show you where the cause of the stuckness or the blockness or the roadblock is just stopping you from moving forward. It kind of helps you out. And once you ask the question, and this is what I find absolutely amazing about this, is that, you know, within you, you've got this frequency, like we said, where the pendulum will move either yes, no, or possibly a maybe response. But what comes next when you've asked some of those questions, it comes from you. It comes from that part of you. You know, it's your truth. And again, with those questions, there might be a yes, no, but they're loaded. Absolutely loaded. Because like I said, what's so incredible, what's so amazing, you're going to feel it, you're going to see it, you're going to know it or hear it, however way that comes in for you. Even smell, taste. It really is incredible. So what chakra life area that is? Okay, chakra number 3. Okay, solar plexus. Then your higher self gives you that flow, that information. And it flows through. And it's really powerful when that happens. This is how we can open up to automatic writing and so much more. It really is a way of just opening the channels already there. We've got portalways, doorways. There's so much around us. But this is really a wonderful and safe way in which we can then start opening this door to the highest good of ourselves. Because this has to be the highest good. Anything else? Well, for me, that's that fine line. And I always use this analogy with clients as well. It's a bit like the kitchen knife. And if we reference that, you know, the pendulum, you can think, which is where I was, oh, the occult demons and, you know. So I use the analogy of the kitchen knife. Well, you can use the knife, the intention, to cut up your vegetables, cut your meat up and to prepare food. But you can also use a knife to really hurt somebody, to really take somebody's life away. So I think we get the point there. It really is the intention of how you use them. And I think for this whole setting, if you are working with the pendulum or using dowsing, it's always the intention behind it. And when it's to the highest good of others, well, you're going to get that information, that crystal clear, beautiful white light stuff. It's going to resonate. It's got a frequency that it's higher than just our negative thoughts or our conscious mind, whatever it might be. Because conscious mind will just looks at things, tries to work it out. The subconscious knows. There's a part of us that just knows. And like I said, once we start using the pendulum to this highest level, to the highest level of ourselves and for others, well, it's like light and dark, really. Because that information that comes through is beautiful. You know, I always feel that light of the energy of the information that comes through. It glistens. It's got the whiteness to it, the light. It sparkles. It's just incredible. You know, and it's really amazing when we can start to use this tool to get that level of information. So it's really incredible. Like I mentioned, you know, with the guidebook that I did put together, helps you to learn how to program the pendulum. If for those that hasn't actually worked with a pendulum before, how to set the intention. Well, what do you say? Well, I've put in there what I say, and I use that. How to plan a session. I've even put together preset questions that I use. I use that in my work, and I use that in my personal life. It works. You know, it really does work. I have got myself out of so many stuck roadblocks where I couldn't work out why I was feeling what even a stuckness was. Well, now I know. For you, you might feel it. Well, for me, that's how I lead. I feel a lot of stuff. Sometimes I feel something and I don't know what to do with it. But if it's keeping me not moving forward, or in other words, it's creating a bit of a standstill for me, and I can't get to what I want, and that's when I get stressed. For some of you, it might be fight flight. For me, it's freeze. Then I start this whole level of procrastination. Then I know, all right, there's something here, and I'm going to ask my higher self and get the answers. And guess what? Your higher self will always give you your answers, wants to help you. And that's really what this is all about. So it's wonderful that you can get all your answers from your higher self. And I would encourage you to try it. See it for yourself. And you know what? For those that have used dowsing, and we've started off, and this has just opened up another avenue for them. They're now starting to create questions of their own. They're no answers, and it's really wonderful. You know, this is just a start of really opening and connecting. And, you know, I still use a pendulum now, but this is sort of, if you like, sort of opened up a way where I will internally just ask my higher self that question, and I'll get a sense of the answer. And that's really wonderful when we can really start trusting that part of us. So I really hope that this has been of some use and benefit to you. And just to give you that little bit of assistance on your journey of getting these answers from us, our higher self, and this part of us, because that's what it's all about. Well, how do we access it? How do we? And that's why I've done another part two, because there's another way which we can get answers. So hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on the next podcast, where we're just going to be looking at another way to get answers from your higher self. Now, I'm on YouTube, Spotify, and I'm listed on other platforms. So do tune in. Visit the website at learnreikiconnect.co.uk, because you're going to find all the support and help that might help you move into the next step. Maybe it's learning the online Reiki course, or maybe you'd like to work with me one-to-one and over Skype. The QHHT hypnosis with Dolores Cannon's method Or maybe it's the Akashic Records. Or perhaps you might like to download the free guidebook, or you might even be interested in the online workshop, How to Speak with Your Higher Self Using the Pendulum, where I take you through the guidebook. So I look forward to speaking with you, and do look after yourselves and take care, and bye for now.